This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the SEMICON India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference tomorrow, where he will take part in the CEO's roundtable. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. The event will highlight initiatives under the Design-Linked Incentive Scheme, the growth of the startup ecosystem, international cooperation and the future roadmap for India's semiconductor sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahakari Sangh Limited through video conferencing today. This initiative is expected to strengthen entrepreneurship development among rural women and accelerate the growth of community-led enterprises. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also transfer 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. The system will operate entirely on a digital platform, ensuring faster and more transparent fund transfers directly into the bank accounts of Jivika Didis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwat Mann and discussed the situation arising due to rain and flooding in Punjab. According to the government sources, immediately after landing in Delhi from China, Mr. Modi called up Punjab Chief Minister and assured him all the help and support to the state. India has rushed humanitarian aid to Afghanistan following a devastating earthquake in the Kunar province, which claimed the lives of at least 812 people and injured over 2,800 others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Maulavi Amir Khan Muttaqi and expressed condolences at the loss of lives in Afghanistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured that further relief material will be sent from India today. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong will be on a three-day visit to India from today with a slew of MOUs slated to be signed between the two countries during the visit. The visit will be a high point in the 60th year of diplomatic ties between India and Singapore, adding that MOUs are expected to focus on skill development, finance and digital revolution, civil aviation, space collaboration and shipping. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will have a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Lawrence Wong's visit to India follows Prime Minister Modi's visit to Singapore last year in September 2024, during which the two leaders reviewed and expressed satisfaction with the progress in the bilateral relationship, which now encompasses several areas including security, technology, education, people-to-people ties and cultural links. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted safety clearance to Air India SATS Airport Services Private Limited for the first time. The clearance has been under the provisions of Civil Aviation Requirements CAR Section 4, Series X, Part 2. With this, India has become the second country after Malaysia in Asia-Pacific region to implement such a comprehensive framework in alignment with ICAO guidance. Intermittent rain slashed Delhi yesterday, with the weather department warning of more moderate to heavy downpours in the coming days. This alert comes even as Gurugram, part of Delhi NCR, asked schools and offices to operate in online mode today, citing heavy downpour and the forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall for today. India registered their third consecutive victory, defeating Kazakhstan with a massive margin of 15-0 in the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. With this emphatic win in the last league match, India climbed to the top of the points table with 9 points in Pool A. New Delhi will host the Badminton World Championships in August 2026. The announcement was made by the Badminton World Federation, BWF, yesterday during the closing ceremony of the 2025 Championships in Paris, confirming the return of the competition to India after 17 years. Hyderabad hosted the World Championships in 2009. And that is the end of this news bulletin.